Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Innovation and Creativity Trumps Price Alone. This week's Business Week features two stories back to back that make an important point for all businesses trying to navigate today's recessionary times. First is a piece on Target's apparent move down market called Look Who's Stalking Walmart. It outlines several moves by Target that seem to be taken from Walmart's playbook. Then there's the article, Why Old Navy May Still Be at Sea, relaying the cheap chic retailer's struggles and successes over the past few years. Both stories reflect the challenges presented by the changing consumer world. Time was, both Target and Old Navy could thrive by offering cool designs at accessible prices. Both chains met with success by targeting savvy shoppers who were as concerned with the way a product looked as much as the price on its tag. But the recession seemed to alter their shoppers' desires. No longer did they seem willing to spend a little more to indulge their design sensibilities. Target saw its comp store sales and stock price slide, while Walmart's surged. Old Navy's partnership with designer Todd Oldham did little to revive the brand, which had been floundering for several years already. Both retailers have since adjusted their strategies in ways that seem to appeal more to today's frugalistas than yesterday's fashionistas, and both have met with some success. Target just posted its first positive quarterly results in 8 quarters, and Old Navy announced its fall sales were up versus prior year, the first time the business has grown since the spring of 2004. There are some important differences between the two brand stories, though. Old Navy has been struggling with its identity from before the recession. As early as the early 2000s, Old Navy had lost its competitive edge. Back then, H&M and other retailers were gaining ground in the fashion made affordable category, while, according to Business Week, Old Navy didn't change. Its clothes started to seem uninspired, its stores outdated. A new president brought in a fast fashion strategy, a focus on the, quote, young fashion-conscious woman, and the partnership with the hot designer Todd Oldham. But the changes didn't take hold while the recession did. So the chain has now reversed direction and is focused on attracting a more traditional customer with more traditional designs and a more traditional low price. Target, on the other hand, has been experiencing such success with its brand platform embodied by the tag Expect More, Pay Less that it held firmly to the strategy despite the onset of the recession. But since the business started to post poor results, the company has gone to work on new initiatives to emphasize the pay less part of the brand equation more. These have included a new marketing strategy to emphasize its low prices. Apparently, 75% of its advertising budget is now devoted to price versus 25% last year. And a more aggressive push into groceries to drive more frequent visits. The Business Week article describes the changes as a, quote, role reversal, explaining, Walmart has long borrowed from Target, now Target is stalking Walmart. To me, though, these moves aren't the usual checkmate game playing between the two rivals. Target is responding to changes in consumer demand in ways that are strategically robust. While its marketing communications may have indeed taken on a more price-oriented message, it's done in a way that reinforces the brand personality. Their new webisodes feature Marie Claire fashion director Nina Garcia showing, quote, frayed broke moms on how they may feel poor but can still look rich. And the grocery expansion has been with fresh food and exciting private labels, instead of the typical packaged groceries you'd expect from a mass retailer. Expect more, pay less, indeed. This demonstrates the power of innovation and creativity directed at a common business challenge. Everyone is feeling the pressure to speak to consumers' new budgets and mindsets, but that doesn't mean you must focus on price exclusively or retrench to worn territory as Old Navy seems to be doing. Target's approach seems more rooted in its brand value and therefore more differentiating and compelling. The Business Week article sums up the challenge facing Old Navy and really any other business that doesn't take advantage of these hard times to move their brand forward, saying, quote, when the economy improves, the company may find that all it has to talk about is price. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.